Hey, Natasha, it's great to have you here on the Animus podcast.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Cool. So I think it'd be great, really, to start off with just hearing a little bit about all the sort of the things that you do and, yep. and a bit about your history.
Yeah, so, gosh, it's been a journey getting to where I am here today, I think. I sort of started off my career as an IT manager in project management, moving into the conservation field. And it's been an interesting journey taking me to becoming a coach. It was really an opportunity that came my way in terms of somebody introduced me to a coach. And so I was coached for probably about 6 to 8 months with her. And I really loved the journey. I was kind of a bit stuck in my life at the time. And it really helped me to move forward and really changed my life. And I was a Reiki practitioner at the time. I was kind of playing around with that a little bit alongside my project management work. And I just was really intrigued by the coaching. And that's what led me to come to Animus and train as a coach, really.
Okay, so you were doing project management and Reiki. How did those two sort of, I'm not sure if they're completely different worlds, but how did those two worlds kind of sit together for you?
They are pretty different, actually, coming from a really logical kind of mindset, practical, risk-averse, looking at everything to risk and analyse everything. And I kind of really just fell into Reiki. I mean, a lot of people actually do say that Reiki finds them. And I went on a weekend course to kind of intro to it, to see what it was all about. Didn't really know that much about it, but I'm quite good at saying yes to things when something piques my interest or my curiosity. And I just loved it. It was just a completely different side of me, using completely different part of my brain, kind of really learning to trust myself, trusting to feel the energy of what was going on in the room, and it kind of blew my mind a little bit. And I remember at the end of the weekend, her saying that she was running the next module in a couple of months' time, and I just found myself putting my hand up going, yeah, I want to do that, so let's go with it. So it's been an interesting one.
So if you were to explain to me what Reiki was, yeah. what might you say?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one, actually, because Reiki is around energy. It's around energy healing and giving ourselves the space to allow our bodies to heal themselves on an energetic level, an emotional level, and also on a physical level, because it can really help. And then, of course, you've got the spiritual level as well for some people who believe in that. And energy is everywhere. It's all around us. We can't destroy energy, but we can shift it and change it. So where we have energy that is stuck in our bodies and causing us physical pain or emotional anxiety, we can help to shift that energy through the energy healing. And it's really lovely. It's a really calming, relaxing treatment, but also creates big shifts for people.
And as you were saying that to me, it made me just wonder, are there clients that when you say that to them, they just kind of go, yeah, that's just too far out?
Yeah, I think so sometimes. It's really interesting, because the more clients that I see for an initial consultation, I kind of get a feeling whether or not they're open to that conversation by the language that they're using. So it may be with some clients that come to me who are interested in coaching that I won't talk to them about it. But I mean, it's on my website, so people usually get a bit of a feel that I'm more around the energy work, that I'm more about creating balance for people, you know, through mind, body and spirit. So.
And that's your website, isn't it? Mind,
yeah.
Body, spirit.
It's mind, body, soul, actually.
Mind, body, soul, energy.
So,
mind, body,
yeah.
soul, energy.
Yeah.
And so, having started as a project manager and an IT person,
yeah.
how has that had an impact on either your coaching or building your coaching practice?
I think it's had a really great impact on building my coaching practice, actually, and starting to think about how I can run the business side of things. So I think it's given me some useful tools in order to have the confidence, a bit more confidence to actually get out there and start thinking of it more of a business and a practice, getting clients. Although the conversations and the sales conversation I find quite tricky sometimes, but the business side of things, I feel quite comfortable in that. So that's really helped me with that element of it, for sure.
Cool. So we've sort of spoken about you as a project manager and how that's yeah. helped you to build your business, a bit about your Reiki and
yeah.
your coaching practice. But I also know you're a trainer. You deliver
yes.
some training for us here at Animus. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I love the training for Animus, because it's really about sharing my experience within the Kickstart day of how I've set up my business. So helping students who are coming towards their end of their their studies, or if they've just finished and qualified, how they can go out there and get clients. And I love it, because for me it's an opportunity to share my experience as a coach, to share my experience about how I go about getting clients, and also to share my challenges in setting up that business, which hasn't been an easy journey, but it's been good fun. But it's had its challenges.
And I think there's something really lovely for somebody who has a business, that's okay to say, actually, this was what I found difficult.
Yeah.
In that, what do students get from that, if anything?
I think they get that they're not that when it's a struggle or when it is a challenge, they're not alone. That, because sometimes being a coach, I think, can be quite isolating when we're working with people one to one and we're just working by ourselves as a coach. So I think it's really important to know that actually those challenges, that a lot of us do experience those. And yeah, running your own business and starting things up and having the confidence to go out there and do it can be challenging sometimes. So I think, and for me, it feels really, I can be really authentic in that space to be able to share those experiences with people.
And I think this is partly what led us to create the Coaches Business Accelerator,
yeah,
which is our 6-month program, our support program around building your coaching business.
Yeah.
Is that real sense of how do we support people and how do we create communities around building,
yeah,
a business?
Yeah, I think it's so important. I think the one thing that's really kept me going the last 2 years of setting up my own business is that I've really sought out support. I've made sure that I've got people around me to support me, friends, family, but also on a business element as well, mentoring groups and those kind of things. And that's been really what's kept me going.
Yeah. Brilliant. So as you said, it can be a really lonely thing being,
yeah,
a coach.
Really.
Although you're working with people, you're kind of sat on your own building, yeah, your business, and without that support, you can,
yeah,
kind of get a bit lost and get caught up in doing something that, yeah, isn't really about building,
yeah,
your business.
Exactly. It's not relevant at all. You just think, oh, I can do that because it's quite easy, and then you get lost in that. And the things around running your business and working on your business, not in your business, get left to the side, because that can be the trickiest thing. And I love working with people, you know, working and figuring things out. I think that's the project management side of things. You know, here's a problem, or here's a challenge, or here's something that we want to solve. So how do we do that as a team? So working on my own, I do find particularly isolating.
And so it's interesting, because you've got that project management background and you use those skills, yeah, within building your business. Do you also do project management type coaching work with people?
No, actually, I don't. But I think it comes into that. I think the practical side of me, that practical element of who I am, is about, you know, what, let's set some goals, let's do things. But the energy side of that brings looking at people and more around emotions and feelings, mm-hmm. I think it brings a nice balance to the coaching that I do, actually.
I see that. So yeah, that sense of, this is the steps that we might, yeah, take, but how do you feel about that, and what's your energy,
yeah,
around all of that?
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of look at it from both perspectives. Like, I'm quite good at like goal setting, but that's not who I am at all, really, in its entirety. It's more about the emotional side
of
things.
So where do you see this kind of going or expanding to?
So my coaching practice particularly, I love the energy work. I love bringing in other modalities into what I do, into the coaching. So I think for me, the energy side of things and the energetics elements, the things that are not so tangible, the deeper stuff that, you know, what makes us and who we are and what we bring with it from, you know, energy-wise, from this life and past experiences, but also from past lives as well, and how that shapes us and how we can shift and change that energy to be who we want to be moving forward and creating the kind of life we want to lead. So that's where I think it goes.
I turn up for a coaching session,
yeah,
with you, and we've spoken a little bit about Reiki.
Yep.
So how might I experience it? What might happen in a session?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting one, because I think I can never take off the coach's hat for me. I can never sort of not be curious about what's going on for somebody. So the first part of my sort of a session for me is really about a little bit delving deeper into what's going on for somebody.
Yeah.
On the conscious level, bringing around a bit of awareness. So I bring a lot of mindfulness stuff to my sessions as well. So it's about creating that awareness of what we're doing and understanding with that, with the conscious mind, because My belief is that when we can understand that with the conscious mind, we can then make conscious choices to change it moving forward. Okay. The energy is a little bit more, it's more subtle. So that's us, our unconscious and subconscious mind working to allow that healing and that change to occur. So once I sort of do the first element of it, which is the coaching, a little bit of understanding what's going on for them, and then I ask them what their intention is and what they would like to shift or change to take that into the Reiki.
Okay. And so in my head,
yeah.
I see Reiki as you're lying down and somebody's yes. passing their yep. hands over you.
Yes.
Is that kind of yes. what it is?
So that's not too far from it. So it's lying on a nice massage table, comfy, fully clothed, with some nice warm blankets over if it's cold, some nice music playing in the background. And it's really about balancing the chakras. So the idea is that we want to balance the body, the energetic body, from head to toe. And where are we ever in complete and utter balance? My feeling is maybe not so much. I even think some people who, or monks or Buddhist monks who are sitting in a cave for many years on end, are they ever fully in balance either? Because they're not really integrating with the external world, so they don't really know that. And we do live in a busy city. Yeah, I live in London, and it's chaotic, and it can be hard work being in that energy as well. So how do we create a sense of balance amidst all of that? And I think that's what Reiki can really help with.
Lovely, lovely. So that's sort of, I guess it's a bit like what you said before, this is something that you actually need to experience to get yes. a sense of what it is. And yeah. so do Reiki practitioners do sort of introductory sessions where people can just go along to experience what this is like?
Yes, yeah. So I will always do an introductory session so that people can experience a bit of a taster of Reiki, because we're all different, we all bring different energies to the space, to the room, to the table, to the session. So it's really important to know that actually the client can feel relaxed in my company, that I feel I can connect with the client. I guess really when we're working or we're introducing ourselves to prospective coaching clients, that we want to make sure that we're a match, that we can help that client fully moving forward with the challenge or the problem that they're facing and that they want to solve.
This is great. So yeah, I'm so fascinated about that sort of the energy work and the coaching yeah. work and how these two things come together. Yeah. And I suppose there's a bit of me that's really interested about where you might notice resistance around that, or people kind of going, that's woo-woo, yeah. don't want to go down that route and yeah. that spiritual mumbo-jumbo, yeah. whatever language somebody might yeah. use around that. What do you do with that?
It's interesting. I think I've got better at recognising how far somebody wants to delve into that spiritual element, how open they are to those kind of discussions, that there's something bigger than us. And it's something that I develop over time with my clients. We explore it, we have good, great discussions about it, and what works for them, because our understanding of spirituality, of religion, religious aspects that we bring into that are all different, and it's about making it work for us. It's about.
Yes, this just reminds me when we're in our coaching space that's about the client-led bit. So you're still. Even though it's a different modality, it's still a client-led modality.
Absolutely, because there's no right and wrong. There's only what's right for us. And in all of this stuff, so in terms of mindfulness, meditation, all of these aspects, yoga, I often get people who come to me and say, I've tried certain mindfulness or meditation apps and they don't work for me. What's wrong with me? And my answer to that is always nothing, because actually finding one thing that everybody else, 99% of the population, rave about and go, this is great, actually doesn't necessarily work for everyone, because we're all different. So let's find a variation that does work for you. Let's find a meditation tool or a mindfulness tool that works better for you, that you can adapt to suit you, your lifestyle, your busyness, because we're all busy, right? And we don't want more stuff to do than we're doing already. We want things to slot into our day-to-day lives.
So I suppose that slotting things into your day-to-day life, it reminds me of your project management thing, where you're kind of going, so how does this all fit together?
Yeah.
How does this all work? And there was also something you said there, that that maybe, oh yes, so you're talking about mindfulness and meditation. Yeah. And so it feels like they are also parts of the work that you do with your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, mindfulness in itself is a huge philosophy. So to coach somebody through that, to come to their own, you know, understanding of it will take quite a while, I reckon. Okay. So it's about giving them tools and tips and ideas and philosophies, but coaching them around how that works for them. What works for them, what doesn't work for them, giving them things to go away and try out, and then come back to discuss that in a curious way.
So this is really interesting, because sometimes as coaches, we get caught up in this, should I give homework? Shouldn't I give homework? Yeah. Should I tell my client stuff? Shouldn't I tell my client stuff? And it's just curious to hear, how do you sort of balance that or manage that?
Yeah, I'm kind of a bit of a fan of homework. I like getting homework myself. I'm always like, if my coach gives me some homework to go away and do, I like to go away and give it a go and see where that takes me. I mean, it's always up to the client, right? If they want to do it or not, it's only a suggestion. How do they feel about it? But I always feel that often the learning comes outside of the coaching space. It's what they take away and they implement into their day-to-day lives that creates the long-lasting change. So the moments might come in the coaching session, but it's how they take that away and what they do with it after that.
Lovely. That's something really nice to hear, because it kind of feels like there is no right or wrong around this.
Yeah.
It's about what's working for you as the coach, but also what's working for the client.
Yeah, I really do believe that. You know, I'm always very careful to when I talk to my clients, or when I'm talking in general about things, you know, is this right or wrong? Was it good or bad? It's like having a balance of the both. You know, we can't experience good without experiencing the bad, the challenge, the upset, the hurt, the pain, and then knowing what joy and pleasure and happiness is. So it's really important to experience both of those, I think.
So having finished your sort of IT and your project management stuff and working within the community sector, learning your Reiki and then learning your coaching. So what was the journey that you went on to sort of pull all of that together?
Yeah, I think it's been a very gradual journey. But I think what happened for me when I was working in IT, I was working for a corporate, I found that the harder I worked, the more that was asked of me. And I kind of felt myself getting to that space of burnout. I loved living in London, but I was just, I thought there's got to be something more. There's got to be something different that I can do with my life. I couldn't see myself, you know, continuing on that path, climbing the ladder for the next, I don't know what that would be, 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
And that kind of freaked me out and scared me a bit. So I kind of thought, right, I took a bit of a sabbatical. I went and travelled and I really loved it. And that's what really sort of, when I came back, was like really asking the question, well, what do I want to do? What do I want to do now? I felt very much like IT was the only thing that I knew. And then I realised I actually had a very, very valuable skill in the project management side of things. So then I took that and transitioned that to the conservation charity sector. And that took me abroad, working on some amazing projects all around the world in conservation. And I really, really loved it. And I think I really came back, when I came back to London, I really was asking myself the question, how can I be in London after having experienced these beautiful remote locations around the world, being part of very, very small rural communities in the middle of nowhere? How can I bring that sense of balance to my life living in London? There has to be a different way of doing things. It can't be running that treadmill of busy, 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 doing things at 100 miles an hour, burning the candle at both ends. It's got to be a different way of doing things. And I think for me, that led me on the journey of finding a coach, being coached and thinking, wow, there is a different way to do things. And then slowly over the years, that led me towards mindfulness. And then really that became a really quite a hot topic in the last few years, mindfulness this, mindfulness that. And realising then when I was reading up more about it and learning it from a practical point of view, from books and blogs and all sorts, and watching videos about it, thinking, wow, that's actually what I do, and that's the elements of things that I bring into my coaching. So that's really kind of what led me onto that. And then, as I said, I think the Reiki just found me. It was like, oh, okay, let's do that. Let's see what that's about. And that's just led me on a different path altogether. So, yeah. Saying yes to things when you're not really quite sure what they are, I think that's what's led me to where I am.
I think that could be a great motto, just to go, I'm going to say yes to what appears and see where that leads me.
Yeah.
I guess there are some things we should watch out.
Yeah, about. Maybe not saying yes to absolutely everything. But I've always kind of like been led by my instinct in that. That if something feels good, or if I've got this burning kind of like, oh, actually, you know what? I'm really curious about that. Just saying yes and seeing what happens. So
it's so interesting hearing all these many and varied things that you do. And I'd love to talk more about your travels and all of that. So
don't get me started on that.
Maybe we'll do that on the next one.
Okay.
But also, having been a coach and running your practice successfully for 2 years, what might you tell a new coach? What might be your top tips, your three top tips for a new coach around running a business or setting up their practice?
Yes. So, top three tips, great one. So I think actually, if there's not letting anything kind of stop you, so if you've got a burning desire that you want to do this and you want to do it, get started is the first thing, I think.
Getting started.
Okay. Doing something that's going to get you out there and getting clients. Not letting, you know, having a website, having your business cards, having everything perfect before you get started and get going. So getting started. Secondly, I say absolutely get some support. I think for me, it's been absolutely crucial. We've talked about that a bit. So I think absolutely getting some support. And then I think thirdly, just, you know, having some presence out there, you know, starting to really talk about what it is you do, what you're passionate about, finding your voice in that. And that's not always easy, because I think we also think we have to find our niche. We need to get that all sorted. My niche has changed multiple times over the last 2 years, and I'm not afraid to say that, and I'm sure it will change again. But just getting out there and starting having those conversations, because having those conversations with people is going to inspire you to understanding what it is you want to say and what you want to get out there and help people with.
So get started, get present.
Yeah.
And
get support.
Get support. Get started, get present, get support.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.